Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, we've seen a hot, dry summer. Maybe those monsoon rains have started to arrive. What do you think?
Yeah, let's hope that August brings more rains and cool temperatures as well. You know what I'd like to talk about today a little bit is the fact that things have cooled off. It's the perfect time to plant trees and shrubs. Now, I think most of us have got all of our annuals planted and our vegetables planted. We still have a great selection of perennials, and we've got a great selection of trees and shrubs. So there's lots of time yet to get those in the ground and get them established before winter comes. The reason this is such a good time to transplant trees and shrubs is that there's little or no transplant shock. Of course, transplant shock comes when you remove the plant from the pot and some of the dirt, or I should say soil, falls away from the root ball. My mother used to always say, dirt is what is under your fingernails. Soil is what you plant in. So if the soil falls away from your root ball, it's going to tear off some of the little tiny hair roots. And those are the roots that are responsible for absorbing moisture. Right now, with the cool temperatures, there is a little extra moisture in the ground, and there's a little extra moisture in the air, too, in the form of humidity. So what we're going to do now is talk about how to plant a tree or shrub. First thing you want to do is dig a hole twice as wide as the root ball and just the same depth. Now, the reason it's the same depth is because you don't want the tree to settle in too deep after it's watered. It needs to be planted at that same crown level. The crown of the plant is where the top starts growing and the roots start growing down. That's the crown, and that has to be even with the soil. You take it out of the container, you pop it into the hole that you've dug, backfill the hole with a mixture of an organic soil amendment and the native earth, the existing soil, at a ratio of about 50-50. Then you water it thoroughly, I mean really soak it thoroughly, and then you put a little mulch on the surface to help hold that moisture, and then you water it thoroughly again. And don't forget to use root stimulator. That's always a good idea.
Now, I'll bet you provide pretty detailed instructions with trees and shrubs that you sell, right?
We can give you so much detail, you'll tell us to stop talking. But yes, we'll give you all the information that you need to get your trees and shrubs off to a good start.
Where are you guys located?
Well, we've got two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other is at 715 St. Michael's Drive.
Well, thanks, Lynn. We'll call you next week.
All right, great.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.